Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth. I'm going to try to talk a little bit louder. We've gotten some complaints from people. Complaints at info@nocompromiseradio.com that I'm speaking too softly. And so I don't know. It looks like I'm up a little bit higher right now, and I'm going to just torque this up a little bit more because louder is better. So my name is Mike Abendroth again, No Compromise Radio. Just back, at least in real time, from California, Pine Grove, California, for a No Compromise Radio conference on biblical discernment. Church of the Cross, and Pastor Chuck and Pastor Chris, great hosts. It was interesting. I had talked to Chris online a little bit. He requested that I come out, and I said, well, you know, I don't require anything. I assume you're going to pick up the flights, but put me up at somebody's home. I don't need a hotel. And I tried to do the mainline evangelical celebrity thing. I almost mentioned names, but I thought I'll be nice today. And I said, well, you know, come to think of it, I need Evian water enough to take a bath with. And I like M&Ms, but only green. And I mean, I don't really like those that much, but it was something to say. And Pete's Coffee, of course. So then when I got there, Lynn, the pastor's wife, gave me a bag, kind of a welcome bag, and it had Pete's Coffee. She gave me about, Brandon and Lynn gave me about 5 bottles of Evian, huge bottles. And then I had about 10 packs of green-only M&Ms. So this is Mike Abendroth, and this is what it's like to be kind of a star, you know, a celebrity. And you go places, and the carpet was red. And anyway, a great group of people. And I can tell the Lord has blessed them there at Church in the Cross. They love their pastor. The pastor loves them. Joyful people, well-taught people. It really was an opportunity to enjoy myself for the weekend. Of course, other things were done besides enjoyment, but it's good to be around some of the saints. More of a retirement community. A lot of older folks there retire, move up into Pine Grove. I think it's around 2,500 feet was the elevation. Very woodsy. Very Comanche Lake. Seems like John Wayne would have filmed some movies there. And so thank you to Church on the Cross. I think you can go there to get the messages as well if you'd like to download them. Church of the Cross, Pine Grove, California. Type those in, go to media, and you'll be set. Don't forget NoCo 90. If you type in No Compromise 90 on YouTube, then you will get No Compromise 90, NoCo 90. All right, let's see. Dear Mr. Avendroff, A-V-E-N-D-R-O-F-F, Avendroff. So I got this the other day when I got home from my trip. I loved the California trip. The Lord really blessed the word and camaraderie of the saints and Christ Jesus. I preached him every session, spoke of him. Dear Mr. Avendroff, the subject is radio program. And it says here, I am writing out of love and concern with the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Well, so far so good. I appreciate that. You may not realize it, but you are showing a very critical spirit with your choice of words on the radio. Your choice of words. Okay. I listen to WVNE most days and hear some wonderful sound biblical teachings with the wisdom that Yahweh gives. I measure those teachings. I'm just reading it as it is. Most often they are sound, encouraging, even challenging to me as a believer in the Most High Lord. Okay, I'm glad for that. I'm glad she measures them. Glad there's some wonderful sound teachings, of course. You can listen to MacArthur on this station and Alistair Begg and R.C. Sproul and who else would I listen to? Those are the main ones I'd listen to probably. However, so of course there's got to be a however. However, I hear bitterness and self-congratulations at the expense of other faithful ones when your programming is on. Are we not called to be preaching love? Well, let's just stop there for a second. I guess she can measure teachings, whether they're encouraging or challenging, but I can't. Now, I think we are to be Bereans. I think they were commended for their discernment. And I think 1 Thessalonians 5 says we are to examine everything carefully. And if the judgment is self-righteous judgment, judgment that we wouldn't want, hypocritical judgment, then that's the wrong kind of judgment. But we are called, aren't we, to contend earnestly for the faith? And so I don't know if she listens to many of the shows. I try to have some, you know, like with Clay Miller, wasn't that a positive, encouraging kind of Caleb moment there? I loved Clay's heart that the Lord gave him and his love for his wife. See, that was uplifting, wasn't it? Let's see. Self-congratulation at the expense of other ones. Are we not to be preaching love? Well, if you mean the love of the Savior to save sinners, then I would say that. I don't think there's any preaching love in the Bible. Maybe that's in the Messagette or something like that. Preaching love. Is that a rock star or is that a hip-hop artist? Preaching love. Wasn't he shot? Biggie or something? Oh, let's back to the email here. When the world hears us cutting each other up, are they drawn to the gospel of salvation in Yeshua? Well, first of all, I'm glad if the world listens, but if an unbeliever listens, I think most unbelievers probably, when they hear people that I critique, they know these people should be critiqued. And so if an unbeliever hears me calling out somebody within evangelicalism, I think they probably would say, it's about time that they police their own. When the Jimmy Swaggerts and the Tammy Faye Bakers, what's her husband's name? Jim and Tammy Faye Baker and others and scandals, where is the church? Don't they police their own? Let's see. Or are they more likely to think that we are hypocrites who have no truth in them? Well, my mandate is to preach the Bible. And so if the unbeliever likes it or doesn't like it, in one sense, I hope they like it. In the other sense, I hope they're convicted by that. I don't know what hypocrisy has to do with it. If we tear each other down, well, we tear down false doctrines. We tear down, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. We are tools of the enemy, and we will be judged for it. So I guess when I tear down false doctrine or false teaching or false statements or aberrations, then I'm a tool of the enemy. Now she says something here. This is true. The tongue is a powerful rudder and hath the power to kill. Get a little King James mixed in there. Or to give life. It should be to giveth life. If we turn another soul against our Creator and Savior, we will be judged accordingly. Okay, I guess that's what she thinks No Compromise is doing. It is my prayer that you will examine yourself and ask our Lord who searches hearts and minds if your motivation truly is love. Okay, that's fine. I appreciate that. Thank you for praying. Please, when we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us. So I guess you're sinful for doing that. Okay. That's what she says. If Adonai has ordained your radio ministry, He will not let it fail. Well, Adonai, Yeshua, Yahweh, the Most High. I think there's some messianic influence here, which is, for the moment, fine. Till I do a show on messianic Judaism. Oh. So far, I guess it's ordained of God since it hasn't failed for 4 years. So we'll see. Search the Word and let the words of your heart and the meditations of your heart be pleasing to Him. Okay, I like that. Let the Ruach HaKadosh, the Spirit, the Holy One, the breath of the living God, order your speech. Okay, that's a good prayer. She thinks so, that I'm not. And let all the nations come to praise the mighty, great I Am through the proclaiming of abundant life. Let them come to lives of grace and truth in the light of his love. Praise Yahweh. Shalom, Yaraka, BaYeshua. Thanks for listening, Brother Mike. Signed, Deborah. Well, I appreciate Deborah's heart, but this is No Compromise Radio. This is not Preach Love Radio. And I think you do speak the truth in love. I think that is what we're called to do. And that doesn't mean we have to agree with everyone. I don't even think you have to agree with me. It's okay to say, I disagree. And it just tells you how feminized we are in American culture. Now, I have to tell you, I love femininity in women. That's the line. But it's the emasculation of men who cannot tolerate disagreement, because then it gets pushed to a sin issue or a love issue or a sappy, sentimentalized Mother's Day issue where everyone has to feel okay about each other. Now listen, I'm all for feelings, pro feelings, up with feelings, yay feelings. I'm with that. I'm down with feelings. But the issue is, where are the men and women who can say, oh, you know what? I'm not an Arminian. I disagree with Arminian doctrine. I'm a Calvinist. I'm Reformed. I believe in the doctrines of grace, but I'm thankful for what the Lord has done in your heart, saying this to the Arminian. I'm happy when you tell people about the remedy for sin, and his name is Christ Jesus the Lord. I love it that you pray for your friends, evangelize them, that you read your Bible, that you serve in the local church context. Where are the Wesleys and the Calvinists who can vehemently disagree? Wesleys and the Whitfields is what I meant. Where are the Wesleys and the Whitfields who can disagree pretty much like cats and dogs, but do it in a gentlemanly fashion? And that is not sentimentalized, sappy gentlemen. That is, you have an opinion, you express it. I'll try to tell you from the Bible why I agree with it or disagree with it, but it doesn't mean if I disagree with you that I devalue you as a person, that I don't think of you as an image bearer, that you're less than I am and that I'm greater than you are. See how we've turned everything into this? That's not how Christians should do it. At least I don't respect that kind of, well, you know, you said something, you disagreed with me, that means you don't value me, and that means you don't esteem me, and that means you don't, you know, you're unloving and uncaring. No, I disagree with you. I disagree with my wife and think she's the most amazing lady in the universe, but can't I disagree with her at times? So, my name is Mike Abendroth. This is No Compromise Radio. If you write me an email, I'll always read it. Unless you start swearing in it or something. We have one particular person that likes to call the church office and swear while they're giving their message from God. What would that mean? What would that mean? I was in Santa Cruz after the Pine Grove incident, and in my I got a mailer, Relationship Rehab. So it's kind of a glossy mailer. It's about a 4x10 cool size mailer, and it's art deco. It's got a lot of it just looks cool. And it says February 10th, you're invited to Relationship Rehab. And then it says a new church, new service times, and new hope for relationships. Maybe it should have said and new relationships. Now on the front here, it's got a picture of a stack of pancakes, 5 pancakes with butter and syrup drooling all over, some bacon, Michael Junot surfboards, sticker, and then an actual surfboard. And then it says at the bottom, SantaCruzHope.org. So it's a new church. And then it says on the back, Church for the Rest of Us. Santa Cruz Hope is a new church with chill style. So first of all, if you're a new church building, a new church meeting, in a new building or this, that, or the other. Okay, new church. I understand that. Inaugural, initiatory. But this is with chill style. When I first read this, I saw, of course, on the front with the pancakes and the bacon, I saw chill, and I thought it said chili. Because, you know, maybe they like to serve chili. Real faith and no perfect people allowed. and then highlighted in blue, all we ask is, colon, relax and be yourself. That's all you have to do, relax. Yeah, that's what I thought worship was just kind of relax. I think Isaiah, in Isaiah 6, the seraphim were swirling around the Lord, relaxing. And then Isaiah thought he would saunter before the Lord, and he would do a little chill, a little relaxing, a little chillaxing. That means that you don't have to pretend or even dress up. Okay, I don't want to have the pretension stuff because the Lord sees through us. But the dress-up thing, it says it's okay to have questions, doubts, and fears. We're all on a, and then what's the word that's just kind of like verboten on No Compromise Radio? We hate the band, and we hate the word used in this context. We're all on a what? Journey. Now, probably Deb, who wrote the email, she probably thinks that's unloving and self-congratulatory, but we're on a journey. And no matter what your spiritual background or past, we want you to come as you are, okay, because that's where God meets us and loves us, as is. Well, we could talk some about repentance and holiness and being set apart, but you know what? If you want to come to the church and you have sin and you're looking for a Savior, I understand that. That's where the journey begins to become who God intended us to be. I don't think the English is very good from Pastor Danny here. Danny. That's where the journey begins to become who God intended us to be. As a community of Christ followers, we are committed to live by faith, to be known by love, and to be a voice of hope, our community. Pastor Danny needed a spell check for the chillaxing. Check us out, 9 and 10:30. Here's what we have: music, message, and Hope Kids, 10 a.m. free pancakes and coffee. Now, come on. Let's face it, relationship rehab. Relationships are a big part of our lives, and none of us are perfect. Just join us for 6 weeks starting February 10th as we explore God's plan for restoration. Don't miss the opportunity for hope and love, for love, sex, dating, and friendship. I think that's the first time I've ever coughed intentionally on No Compromise Radio. For hope and help, for love, sex, dating, and relationship. Free pancakes and bacon breakfast, Michael Juno surfboard giveaway. Now, I've actually surfed next to Michael Juno as he complimented my son for a kick-out turn or whatever they call. But I'm giving the Relationships Rehab Seminar from Santa Cruz Hope the Kooks and Barneys Award today. Since the guy's a surfer, you can go to santacruzhope.org, and on the front you can hear the guy talk a little bit about the church, and he's by the Santa Cruz beach there, and he says we want to be known for what we're for, not what we're against. And so, you know, we want to do what Jesus would do. And here's the thing about that. I think Jesus is against falsehood. I think Jesus is against false teachers. I think Jesus is against false doctrine. I think Jesus is against anything that robs him of glory. I think Jesus is against idolatry. I think Jesus is against unrighteousness. I think Jesus is against churches who act so man-centeredly that they turn into this relationship rehab, love, sex, dating, free surfboards, pancakes. If you want to have pancakes after church service, I actually would like that. I think I'd probably gain more weight, but I would like that. Pancakes are fine. But this is, we take God, we mold him into a very moldable image. We cut off every transcendent doctrine that he has, holiness, awesomeness, grandeur, justice. We cut off all those things, and then God is just a little pick-me-up. He's a little five-hour energy drink that we use on Sunday morning in between pancake services and free surfboard giveaway. Come as you are. I don't care what kind of clothes you wear. God meets us. No, how about the Lord? How about God? How about we worship Jesus here, the Creator? And so I guess I'm against churches like Santa Cruz Hope, and you should be known for what you're for, not what you're against. That is just the worst cliche. That is even worse than The Journey. Did I say earlier that I didn't like the band The Journey? But it wasn't called The Journey, just Journey. Yeah, I don't really prefer them, maybe because of that word. So you can check it out if you'd like. But you might ask yourself, why do you go worship? Why are you called to worship God on the Lord's Day with the people of God? Now, everybody learns and grows in their own way. And if I want to use my own advice early on that I was talking about Arminians and Calvinist and loving people, I hope Danny's a Christian. I hope Christians go there. I hope he opens the Bible. But when you go to the media section and you pull down some of the messages and the stuff about dummies and the Church for Dummies or Doctrine for Dummies and all that, I just want to know, when the gimmicks are over, then what do we have? I'd like to know, are the 80-year-olds loving this kind of tattooed, cool surfer dude thing? See, when we contextualize the worship services on Sunday, then we fall prey to the gods of this age. Now, if you'd like to be a surfer, I live in a surfing family. God bless you to sit out in the waves and surf and the sun and God's creation. It really is a pretty amazing feeling. But we worship a triune God based on the scriptures that regulate our worship on Sunday morning. And we have to remember that whether they are slave or free, male or female, Jew or Gentile, surfer or nerd, whatever the opposite is, Cook or Barney, we worship the Lord together because we are all flattened out. No one was with Isaiah when he saw the Lord in Isaiah 6, but if someone was with Isaiah, he wouldn't have noticed that person. Oh, come as you are, come as is, dress casual. Out of the only thing that's highlighted here besides school time, service time, is all we ask is relax and be yourself. Now, Isaiah wasn't relaxed when he saw who God was. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. The angels who are perfect still blush and in light of the thrice holy God of the universe, who's not just set apart and not just holy, but transcendent, wholly different. Isaiah wasn't relaxing. The text doesn't say it, but he was, I'm sure, shaking is what he was doing. Whatever it means to, I mean, the room was shaking, right? In Habakkuk, when the, you know, earth sees you, it shakes. He's not relaxing. This whole idea of relaxation comes from an idea when we think about what people would like in church, and then we deliver it. Instead of, what does God require? And sometimes the people need to be encouraged, and sometimes the people need to understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And what's our default? Oh, that just means reverence. Does it? I think it includes reverence. But fear also means fear. Someone's attending Bethlehem Bible Church, and lately this particular person told me that the church that I came from, God basically had one attribute, and I'm just putting this in my words to summarize her words, one attribute, love. And she said, now I'm beginning to fear the Lord, and it's making me kind of afraid. And she said, doesn't perfect love cast out fear? And I said, yes, perfect love casts out fear, but it doesn't cast out the fear of the Lord because that's the beginning of wisdom. God has more than one attribute. And so today, when we try to get people to come to our churches with ad campaigns like this relationship rehab, maybe you use that as a funny slogan on a NoCo show to say we need relationship rehab between us and God because we're enemies and God needs to reconcile us through the work of Christ Jesus. But anyway, those are some of my thoughts today on bacon. Pancakes. Maybe I'm going to go to that church just for the surfboard giveaway. I wish they gave one away every week because I go for that. I'd go for some kind of surfboard pancakes things. Yeah, sure. Anyway, Mike Abendroth here. If you want to write me, info@nocompromiseradio.com. You don't even have to include Hebrew words for God. I'll still read them, unless the whole thing's in Hebrew and I can't understand it, but just give me the Bible vernacular Hebrew. You can write us at info@nocompromiseradio.com.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.